The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And consciously relaxing the various parts of the body. And so starting with the head, relaxing the muscles of the head, the top of the head, the sides of the head, the forehead, the face, the jaw, the muscles around the eyes and mouth. Relaxing the neck and shoulders. You might even be able to soften a little bit inside the shoulder socket, releasing any tension that might be there. Relaxing the arms, elbows, wrists, and hands. Softening the muscles of the chest and upper back. Relaxing the muscles across the stomach and abdomen, middle and lower back. And then taking the time to allow the attention to travel from the place where the spine meets the head, the backbone joins in with the skull, and let the attention flow down the back and relax the muscles all the way along the backbone. Softening, relaxing the hips. The pelvis. And you might also find it possible to soften inside the hip socket. Release any tension. Release whatever tension is possible to release inside the hip socket. Relaxing the legs. The knees, the ankles, and the feet. And then it's also sometimes possible to consciously release holding that may be happening inside the body. Sometimes this is available, sometimes not. But just check in and see if it might be possible to consciously release holding inside the throat. Relax the heart. Relax the stomach and the intestines. Allowing there to be a softening of all the organs inside the body. And check in for just a moment and see how you are right now. How is the body as a whole in terms of tension or relaxation? And sometimes there can be a little bit more relaxation available. The body and mind somehow know to relax beyond our conscious relaxation. If we ask, request the body to relax. And so drop that request in, see what happens. May the body relax. May the body relax. And consciously checking in again with the face and relaxing the face. Noticing what impact that has. And then having relaxed the body as much as is available, see if you can support or release any mental tension, support a letting go of any mental tension, letting go of thoughts about the past, as our mind is engaged in thoughts about the past or the future, it often stirs things up for us, reactivates some tension. And so seeing if there can be a relaxation of the thoughts around the past and the future. For this period of time, there's nowhere you have to go. No one you need to be. And very little that we have to do. And so as mental tension around thoughts arises, as best as you can, seeing if you can recognize right now that perhaps some of those thoughts aren't necessary for this period of time. And checking in, landing instead in the experience of what's actually happening right now. What's actually happening right now is there's experience in the body, here and now, sensations of body. You may be experiencing pressure, contact points of your body as it hits the floor, the chair, the cushion. The contact points of the hands. The pressure. The vibration. Tingling or pulsing, maybe coolness or heat. Maybe pulling, tightness, hardness or softness. Whatever you're experiencing is manifestation of having a body. There is a body, and the body is like this. also often predominant in meditation. Experience that happens a lot is noticing that sound is happening. Sounds outside. Distant sounds, ongoing sounds. Sounds that come and go. The sound of my voice. Soft sounds in the room. And sounds do not need to be a distraction in meditation. They're just something else that's happening right now. Mindfulness practice is about opening to what's actually happening right now. And so in our physical experience, there's body sensation and sound. There's the breath. Breathing itself. It can often be helpful in meditation to pick a particular experience or flow or stream of experience that supports the mind staying here in the present moment. For some of you, it may feel most natural to have that be a sense of the body. There is a body and the sensations, the many experiences of sensations in the body. For some, it may be the experience of hearing as a place to stabilize and connect, an easy place for some to stay present. And some of you may find the experience of breathing a very congenial place to connect with. And so if it is helpful for you to choose an experience to allow the attention to collect around, you're welcome to do so. And yet it is not the point of our meditation, our mindfulness practice, to be exclusive to any one experience. And so if you choose a collecting experience, or sometimes we call it an anchor for our attention, there may be times when you're paying attention to that some other experience becomes strong, pulls your attention. And if that happens, there's no need to try to hold on to the anchor. you're attending to breathing and suddenly a strong sound arises. Just know the sound. The sound, as long as it is predominant. And then as that fades or is no longer so compelling, you're welcome to return to the anchor. Other experiences can also arise. Moods, emotions, thoughts. If a mood or emotion arises and becomes strong, it can be helpful to acknowledge it. Confusion is happening. Anxiety is happening. Happiness is happening. Fear is happening. Irritation is happening. And this is also bringing mindfulness to what is happening right now. No need to push away emotions. Can you open to them? Be aware that they're happening. And sometimes it's helpful to check in to the body. See how the emotion impacts or is felt in the body. Thoughts also happen in the present moment. The key meditative distinction around thoughts that's really helpful is the distinction between knowing what it means to be aware when thoughts are happening versus being involved in the thinking, the content, the story. It is possible to think and know that thinking is happening. And so this too is something that arises in the present moment. It can be a challenging experience to know in the present moment because our habit is to be caught by the story. And so as you notice during the meditation, which will happen, that you're caught by some thread of thinking, take a moment to recognize, because you have woken up to that, you have become aware of thinking in that moment. So recognize thinking is happening. Perhaps judging, planning, remembering, fantasizing, arguing, describing. Take a moment to acknowledge that. And that's the beginning of exploring and being present for thinking happening. And for now, after acknowledging that, see what happens first. Is there still a pull to the thinking? If there is, see if you can let go of that pull, because that pull will take us away from here and now. And sometimes after acknowledging thinking, the thinking naturally weakens, dissipates. And it's relatively easy to return to just being present for what's actually happening right now. This body, the sensations of the body and breathing, the experience of hearing, emotions that are arising right now. And even at times the awareness of thoughts flitting through, just aware. Thinking is happening. Emotions are happening. And at any point in the meditation, if it supports you, allowing the attention to regather, collect again around your anchor, whether that's the body, the breath, or the experience of hearing.